On the same day, when evening had come, he said unto them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in a boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obeys him? Can you bow your heads with me? Father, I thank you for this, your word, and it's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. I ask that you anoint me to preach a word just simple, straight, and true. And Lord, anoint our ears so that we may receive it and put it into action in our everyday lives. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. I preached a sermon not too very long ago about Jesus is still in the boat. And as I was thinking down that line, because Pastor was reading this text, and it was exactly this text, I had begun to think, and the Lord took my spirit somewhere completely different. And you know, the fact of the matter is, when you're walking with the Lord, he's aboard your vessel. The disciples had just heard a great teaching. They had just been in the presence of a miracle. And Jesus said, let's go over. And he went down and he got in the bottom of the boat and he was asleep. And as they sailed across, this great storm rose against him. You know, it's oftentimes that we're walking with Jesus and it's easy for a while. But then the storm comes. The problem with the storm is that the next storm is going to be more fearful than this one. This storm you're going through right now, get ready, honey. In a year or two, it ain't going to seem like anything. It's just a little stepping stone. You're coming up higher. Why? Because as your faith grows, so goes the storm. To where that at the end of your days, people see you standing in a place of exaltation because you've come up a little bit higher with the Lord. And they go, how can you deal with all of this stuff going on with you? And you go, he's in the boat. He's in the boat. I don't have to worry about this little bit of wind. I don't have to worry about the waves that are beating in against me. He's in the boat, and when he's ready, he'll step to the bow and he'll say, peace, be still. I am glad to know that he is in the boat tonight. If so be that I'm walking with him. See, that's the first part. We got to do our part. And if we do our part, he is faithful and just to keep everything we've committed unto him against that day. And if he's faithful to us, honey, why don't we be faithful to him? He's in the boat. So when you see the waves coming at you and they're coming at you tall as a skyscraper and your heart begins to sink and begins to fail, remember this, he's right there. And as long as he's in your boat, it may feel like you're battered, tattered, beaten, bruised, and just broken. But know this, you're never going down. He's on board. And when he speaks, peace be still, your boat will be completely restored, renewed, and brought back to a wholeness like you've never known before. Because you've made it through the storm. Glory to God. He's in the boat, church. Woo! That's something to get excited about. When Jesus is in the boat, faith will get you there no matter what the situation looks like. The disciples truly thought they were sinking. And if they were sinking, they were going to drown. The situation was as bleak as it could get. My life is on the line. And they made accusations to the Lord, which was, don't you even care? In the King James Version, it says, carest thou not that we perish? Don't you even care? We're going to die. And Jesus didn't even mess with the statement. He just stepped up and took care of the storm. Oh, he cares about you, church. Why am I speaking to this handful of people? I don't know what's going on in your life, but I know thus saith the Lord. He's in the boat and you're not going to sink. You're going through this storm. And on the other side, your friends are going to say, look at what they've done come through. And you're going to say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Hallelujah. Glory. There are times, and they're very rare, when he's not in the boat. I'm reminded in Matthew chapter 14, verse 21, if you would go with me there. I'm reminded how that Jesus told the disciples, he said, go on over to the other side. He said, get up now and go on over. Says it just like this. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000. He just fed the 5,000 besides women and children. Now watch, this cracks me up. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into a boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Look, church, there are not a whole lot of places where we read of storms on the sea or on the lake or wherever they were at that came against. There's only two. One, he was in the boat, and one, he was not. That's interesting. And it's not the disciples' fault. They had been walking with him, but he told them, he gave them crystal clear direction, said, get up and go over. I like it. While he sent the multitudes away, verse 23, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. When evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. I don't know about you, but I've often said when I'm standing by a lake, hey, how about we walk across this lake on the top and see how many people get saved on the other side? Because it would freak them out. It would flat mess with somebody to see somebody literally actually walk across the water. I think it would. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Watch this. This is where it gets interesting. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And this is really, if I was to title what I'm speaking tonight, it is come, a new level in faith. Jesus said, come. And Peter got out the boat. Have you ever given consideration that when you feel like you're utterly alone and you can't hear from the Lord, it's not because that he's not right there, because my Bible tells me plain and simply, in Proverbs 18:14, it says he's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. In Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So if he's that kind of friend and we're walking with him and he's not in our boat, maybe it's not because of us. It's because he's trying to show us something that's new. Have you ever considered that God really wants to blow your mind with what he's able to do in your life? But we limit him to our confined little box. We say, no, Lord, it's supposed to work like this. And he says, hey, Peter, come on. Come on, boy. Get out here. And Peter was reckless most of the time. And so reckless old Peter, he just jumps right on out the boat. Goes walking to Jesus. Now the Bible says that when he saw that the sea was boisterous, then he began to sink and he cried out, Jesus, save me. And the Bible says, and Jesus reached down. Friend, Peter was there within arm's reach of the Savior. But understand this, Peter walked on the water. And he not only walked on the water all the way to Jesus, he walked on the water all the way back to the boat. I don't know about you, but that's some new kind of level of faith. So have you considered that when the storm are beating against your boat and you feel like you're just battered, bruised, and weakened, have you ever considered that Jesus is getting ready to show you a new level of faith, and he's getting ready to speak into the midst of your troubled, worrisome fears and say, come. Because if in the middle of your circumstance you can look past your situation and just see Jesus, there is no mountain of wind, no mountain of wave that'll stand in your way. Victory is assured yours. You're going to make it if you'll just come. He wants to teach you a new position in faith. Faith's kind of like your muscles. It's got to be worked on. I heard someone say they went to the gym the other day and their muscles gave birth to muscles and they hurt so bad. Regardless of your fears, Jesus says, come. Regardless of the storm, Jesus says, come. Regardless of the fact that you have never walked on water before, Jesus says, come. My brother, my sister, can you imagine if the church would get a hold of what I've just spoken to you tonight? That if in spite of our situation, we could look past the wind, past the wave, and out of our battered, beaten self and just see Jesus and go. That's a new level of faith. Why? Because the next storm's going to be a little bigger. It's going to be a little badder. But he's always there. I want to tell you this much. As many people as are here, there's that many storms in this place. I know it in my spirit to be true. But it's not about your situation. It's not about your storm. It's not about what's going on around you. It's about, can you see Jesus standing at the other side, just saying, come. Honey, if you feel alone in your vessel, it's not because he's forsaken you. He promised he wouldn't. It's not because he doesn't care. If he's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother, that means he cares about you to the nth degree. No, if you feel alone in your vessel, it's because you're looking at the storm instead of looking at the Savior. And it's only when you lose focus that you begin to sink. It was only after Jesus reached down to Peter's hand and pulled him up out the water that he said, oh, Peter, why did you doubt? But Peter was safe. I want to be safe in Jesus' hands. And I know that as long as I'm walking close to him, there's nothing that can come against me where I will not be safe. Neither height, nor depth, nor principality, nor darkness, nor the rules of wickedness in heavenly places, nor things present, nor things to come, will separate me from the love of God. I'm here to tell you, if he loves me that much, he loves you just that much too. Can you bow your hearts with me? Father, I've heard you say it deep in my spirit. Would you come? And Lord, I'm sick of the situation around me. I've been through it long enough. Lord, I just want to see you at the other end. And I want to hear your voice like I've heard it tonight. Will you come? Father, I've made up my mind from this point forward. No longer will the situation control my outcome. But Lord, what you speak and what you say is what I will do. Father, I give my situation to you. I give my brokenness to you. Lord, you made my body. You can put it back together again. Lord, you made my relationships. You can fix them right again. Lord, put me back together again as I learn how to just simply come to where you are. Father, let that be our prayer tonight, that we may come to a new level of faith in you. We may learn what you have to say to us in Jesus' holy name. And the church said, amen.